choose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts.
Ketchikan's women's march started with a group rendition of the Star Spangled Banner led by Shauna Lee. Following that inspirational opening, various speakers at the event urged those in the crowd to work toward equal rights for everyone. Evelyn Erbely, minister at First United Methodist Church, said she's not an optimist. They believe everything will turn out fine. She's not a pessimist either. She believes things can get better. Erbely says she has faith and hope.
Let me quote scripture. I'm a clergy person. I'm supposed to do that. So in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, when the people are saying, what are we supposed to do and how are we supposed to behave? God says to the people, do justice. Act with mercy. And love kindness.
Cameo McRoberts belted out a few verses of Neil Young's Rockin' in the Free World and then encouraged everyone to get involved, starting on the local level.
We live in a community where you can be on city council, you can be on the school board, you can be the leader of an organization, you can sit on the board of an organization, you can own a business, you can raise your children to be whatever they want to be, and there are so many things you can do here on this little island with 32 miles of road that affect the rest of the world, so please do them.
Lisa Lang traveled from Heidelberg on Prince of Wales Island to join Ketchikan's march. She gave a shout out to all the other marchers around the world who gathered that day to demonstrate for women's rights. Lang's message was the power of the collective.
We need to unite collectively because the people who have been hurt recently, we are women, women of color, women of different religions, disabled women, veteran women. Everybody needs to come together because collectively your voice will mean something. I come from a village of 400, and you think they say, oh, your vote doesn't count? Make it count.
Lang urged those at the event to contact their congressional representatives and give their opinions to those lawmakers. Valerie Brooks carried a sign that said simply, resist.
We stand to resist their agenda. We stand for ending violence against women, all women. Woo! Black women, Native women, immigrants, minorities, poor women, disabled and differently abled women. We stand for reproductive rights and we resist attacks on them. Woo!
Brooks says she also stands for gay rights, human rights, equal pay, living wages, and non-discrimination. After about an hour of speakers, the march began. It was a fairly short stroll along Ketchikan's cruise ship dock, lasting a total of about 20 minutes.
Not the church, not the state. Women must control our fate. Not the church, not the state.
Some passing vehicles honked in support, and as the group marched by the Arctic Bar, business owner Paula Weissel showed up on the deck with her sound effects megaphone blasting a siren.
No women! Yay team! Yay team!
Among the marchers was Marcy Ugstead. She says she knows many people who marched all over the United States that day, and she was happy to learn that Ketchikan would have its own demonstration. Ugstead says there are many ways for concerned citizens to do more than just march.
Help out where you can, volunteer when you can, even if you only have an hour a week or 2 hours a week. There are so many local programs that need assistance, like WISH and some of the suicide hotlines, things like that. Be a part. Be engaged. Be an American.
That was the takeaway message of Ketchikan's Women's March. Get involved. Stay involved. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.